The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Madani channel viewers, we're going to discuss many rights, and we focusing on the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and we begin by looking at the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Actually, the first right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, which is to have the correct iman in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and we begin by understanding what does it entail for us to have this right of Allah. That is, in order to have this after establishing iman, you need to have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, etc. And now we are carrying on, and today inshallah we look at the word taqwa. What does it denote? And this is the most common word that has been featured in the Quran to describe the fear of Allah. So we trying to understand, does it mean that this is just any fear of Allah that we have? Natural fear of things that we have, or is it similar, or is it just because Allah is a creator we just have to fear him? And what does it mean, and what does Allah want us, or what we have to fulfill as a right to fear Allah? So we are focusing on that. But before we carry on, inshallah, let us all of inshallah let us understand and let us learn together inshallah the hadith with regard to the excellence and virtues of Durood Sharif, reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, according to a summary of a hadith, which says that whoever sent one Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward? What is the significance? What is the virtue of this? Allah Azza wa Jal, because this is an action that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. This is a most beautiful deed that we as believers actually owes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you just for a single Durood Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you 10 rewards inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us understand also that it is critically important, or that it is vital for us that our actions should have correct intentions. And to understand this, we can learn from the hadith of our noble Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which he stated, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat of a believer is better than even his own action. So let us make good intentions inshallah. Let us have good intention for learning the discourse that we're going to learn inshallah in this silsila, and that inshallah by having good intention we will reap abundant reward, and inshallah will attain good reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So what is the reason for this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is have stated, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat intention of a believer is better than his action. There are two madani pearls that you learn from this. Number one, that without a good intention, no reward is granted to any good deed, no matter how good and noble and righteous it might look. And the other second pearl that we learn from this is that the more righteous one makes of his intention, the greater the reward. So try to make good intention, that in this silsila, and in all other bayan that you learn, in all that mahfil that you attend, wherever you go in a gathering of acquiring dini knowledge, Islamic knowledge, whenever time that you are gaining knowledge, Islamic knowledge, you should have good intention that inshallah, I'm going to learn and I'm going to acquire knowledge so that inshallah, I can develop myself and change myself. And I'm doing this for the pleasure of Allah. And when you do this inshallah, then you'll find that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to reward us. To do so, you need to have certain etiquettes that we must fulfill. And one of it, as much as possible, try to sit attentively, focus and pay attention. And also that whilst you're listening to this bayan, to the discourse, to this silsila, any other Islamic program, you're attending a mahfil, etc., try as much as possible to focus and pay attention, not to fiddle around, not to play with things or busy yourself with some other matters. Otherwise, then our intention missed their target and we might not gain the full reward of listening to a bayan. And as well, inshallah, I also make intention that I will pass on, you make intention that you pass on to others what you're going to learn from this. And that as well as that you make intention that you as well at home, you share with others and make them to change their lives through this bayan, whatever you learn, any other bayan, inshallah. But whilst we're carrying on, sometimes you will hear us mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. So praise Allah Azza wa Jal. When you hear the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being mentioned, send durood upon the Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And you hear the encouragement to seek forgiveness of Allah. And also gain the forgiveness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal by also making istighfar, etc. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As we have mentioned in the beginning and in the introduction, that today we're focusing at the word taqwa, which is the most common word used in the Quran to describe the fear of Allah. So what does it entail? Taqwa is the most common word used for fear. It comes from the root wiqaya, which means to protect, and is used for a shield. Taqwa is to protect yourself from the consequences of your own action or your own actions. It is to protect yourself in two ways: to abandon sinning or to commit sins, to abandon committing or commission of sins, and adorn yourself with good deeds because you fear the punishment of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal says,
وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى.
Take a provision with you for the journey, but the best provision is at-taqwa, is to have taqwa. So Allah Azza wa Jal, in this particular ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that men in this world, especially when we are on a journey, you need to have provisions that will enable you to be self-sufficient, that will enable you to go through the journey that you're taking, and that will enable you that whenever you are in need, you have the necessities that will enable you to be a person that is self-sufficient. You don't go into problems, into trouble, so into difficulties. So Allah Azza wa Jal describing this, that you will find that this ayah is beautiful because Allah Azza wa Jal commands us to take provisions during Hajj, as this ayah particularly is focusing on Hajj. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he goes on to mention what is the most important provision that you require. Now you embarking on a journey, and this is journey towards the house of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a journey to go and fulfill the fifth pillar of Islam, that is to visit the house of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And you are on this journey, and Allah is telling you, have sufficient provisions that you need in your journey, that won't put you in difficulty, that will enable you to sustain yourself As you're going to visit the house of Allah, as you're going for this fifth pillar of Islam, Hajj, but remember the most important, vital provision for this journey. What is it? It is the taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is what we need. We all know, in all walks of life, in all different cultures and societies of this world, different nations, different cultures, different countries, etc., everybody speaks about one thing. Whether from a religious background, whether as a form of belief, whether just as a proverb, whether as something that we remind each other with regard to the reason why we're on this world, everybody always say life is a journey. This is often quoted in every single, in all the cultures. Why they say that? Because it is a journey that you're going through the process of life. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla giving us an example that you going to visit the house of Allah, which is now the fulfillment of that obligation that Allah has placed on you. Now you have embarked on this journey. Allah tells you, equip yourself with whatever necessities that you need and get enough sufficient provision for this journey. But remember, the most important provision is the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So which is the actually requirement that you need in order to have success in the akhirah. During Hajj, a person is tested with many things, and you must also keep away from certain actions that are otherwise halal for you to do. Yes, the only way one can restrain themselves and be patient during Hajj is the taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Those that have been on this journey, on this subhanallah mubarak and sacred holy journey, they will know that you need a lot of sabr. Hence, when we reach there, all the time we hear people always encouraging us, sabr, sabr, sabr. This is what you need. Why you need this? In order for you to have, to develop that sabr, to have that patience, you need to have the taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the most important provision we need in our lives. So from this, briefly, we come to understand that taqwa is not as what people make of this way to be. Yes, it is a consciousness of Allah. It is the fear of Allah. But this is a provision which we need. And our discussion, our silsila is focused on discussing the rights. And we begin by discussing the rights of Allah. The rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we come to know that the most common word which is used is taqwa, which Allah Himself has made and has made to us that we should understand in order to fulfill that right of Allah, have the taqwa of Allah. Now we come to know that's the most important vital provision we need. So we develop this taqwa of Allah, we will know how to fulfill the rights of Allah. Many a time we find when a person does not have the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is very, very difficult for him to know how to fulfill the obligations of Allah because does not have taqwa. As we carry on, some other words, inshallah, that also featured in the Quran, very briefly, we'll go through them. The other one is hadr, which literally means to escape something out of fear and cautiousness because you are in proximity of it. You know, you are in somewhere near something that you know that you have to be very, very cautious. Otherwise, there is some way, one way or the other, you end up getting yourself in harm, or you end up getting yourself in trouble. So Allah Azza wa Jal uses this type of fear to describe the hypocrites in many ayat. This is where it becomes very, very interesting for us to know. It is very, very important for us to understand as we've been going through the different words that describe the fear of Allah. Now this type of fear is not a fear, but it is a fear of being cautious, having that extreme cautiousness. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
يحذر المنافقون أن تنزل عليهم سورة تنبئهم بما في قلوبهم.
The hypocrites, munafiqeen, fear hadr. What is this hadr? They have that certain type of fear which is called hadr, lest, oh, what will happen? A surah should be revealed about them, showing them what is in their hearts. This is a fear where you have that fear of being exposed. Somebody has done something wrong secretly, something that, as we call skeletons that we have in our cupboards, in our, wherever we have kept this. And you always have this fear that should this come out in open and in the public, people come to know about certain acts that I have done, which you are shameful of, which you don't want that it must be brought forward in front of people. Now you develop the fear that if it should come, what should happen to your izzat? What should happen to your dignity? What should happen to your name and fame? What should happen to the people around you, etc.? Now to have that fear, which is called hadr, that is another fear. So a mu'min, although Allah, He points out to munafiqeen, that this is the fear, they were fearful that Allah will reveal a surah exposing them out. So a mu'min is the one who has a trust in Allah. Allah knows my faults. Allah is aware of what is hidden within me. And He knows all the actions and deeds and evil things that I've committed in darkness, hiddenly, all those things that have committed privately, which nobody else knows besides them. So when you have that fear that lest Allah will expose me because I'm not doing a good deed or I'm not fulfilling the rights of Allah. So a mu'min should have this fear so that you know that if I have this fear of Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jal will protect my izzat. Allah Azza wa Jal will safeguard my secret. Allah Azza wa Jalla will not expose me. We go on further. Now we come to the, as we are going down, inshaAllah, trying to go through the various ways that Allah has mentioned in the Quran, which describes the fear of Allah, describes what the quality a mu'min should have, so that you know how to fulfill the rights of Allah, so that you know, you develop the quality of fearing Allah. Not we fear Allah just merely to fear Him like you fear something that is harmful to you, but you fear Allah it is as it is the right of Allah. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanuttaqullaha
haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun.
That fear Allah, O believers, as it is haqqa tuqatihi, as it is the right of Allah to fear Him. This is merely to enable us that we understand that the fear of Allah we ought to have is there not to frighten us, merely to frighten us, but it is there as a quality of a believer in order for him or for her to fulfill the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I make humble dua in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal through the wasila of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for all of us that we develop this taqwa, we develop this fear through these various ways that we have come to understand, to learn from the Quran is the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is through this fear of Allah Azza wa Jal we'll understand what it means. What does it mean to fulfill the rights of Allah? May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us good, sincere believers in this world, enable us to die with Iman. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.